Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
We start with a spoiler alert. During last night's American Idol elimination round, the judges decided to use their one and only save of the season on baby-faced Sam Wolf. So the top eight do perform again next week.
Number four.
Jennifer Lopez's TV company outbid her ex-boyfriend Puff Daddy's TV company to buy Fuse TV. The details haven't been completely released. We do know the company that owns Fuse was asking for $400 million. Puff Daddy's group was offering almost $200 million.
Number three.
Even though the palace is downplaying the idea, sources say that Cressida Bonas' family held a summit discussing her upcoming engagement to Prince Harry. A source told the Daily Mail that Harry is planning to take Cressida to the Queen's Scottish retreat this summer, and that's considered a huge rite of passage for any royal bride-to-be.
Number two.
Unbeknownst or completely beknownst to Orlando Bloom, he is causing problems between Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. She posted a picture of her standing next to Orlando, and Justin reportedly called her up, accused her of flirting with him, and reminded Selena how much it ticks her off when he hangs out with Miley Cyrus.
Number one.
Now, an alleged private conversation between 35-year-old James Franco and a teenage girl visiting New York from Scotland was leaked online. When the girl told James she was a few days shy of turning 18, he tried to convince her to meet him in his hotel room. And now many are speculating James was just yanking our chains. This is all to promote his new movie, Palo Alto, in which he plays a high school teacher who has an affair with one of his teenage students. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.